Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Baby, get down behind me like Joko. Baby, get down behind me like Joko. Yeah. Baby, get down behind me like Joko. Baby, get down behind me. Angeli, Angelina, you take cool in my temperature. If you call, I go come deliver. I need to follow your hand in a bar. Then I mean you go love forever. I'm a cocky, no baby letter. You're my Angeli, Angelina. You're my Angeli, Angelina. Hope me your door. Anytime we ask you for the club or the television, your party. Say you know no sex, same way you carry, physically somebody. You know I feel a vibe, you feel a vibe, so baby whine it for me. Hey, and I know you shy, but it's cool when we're making love. On the low, 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 Angeli, Angelina. If you cool in my temperature, if you call I go come deliver, and look for your hand in a bar. Send a me you go look forever. I'm a cocky no baby letter. You're my Angeli, Angelina. You're my Angeli, Angelina. Oh no. Say when I want to come out, make a signal you. But you want to take questions on me like I interview. I'm tryna put a ring on your finger too. And be a better guy, guy. Be a better guy, guy. On the low, 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 Angeli, Angelina. If you cool in my temperature, if you call I go come deliver. And if you follow your hand in a bar, then I mean you go love forever. I'm a cocky no baby letter. You're my Angeli, Angelina. You're my Angeli, Angelina.
Feast of the gods. Hope everybody's day is going beautiful, lovely, and having a lot of prosperity. Good day, good day. Yeah, so we are here on Knowledgeable Sundays, and today we're gonna get into trustee. I know we was doing the series on Financial Friday, so first thing, hurry up, get this out of the way. You know, we could just go ahead and get into trustee. So, and also, yeah, J-Rock is in here. I know he got a little bit of commerce he got to do today, so it would just be me today, unless he punching or anything. Which is cool. So, yeah, we're just going to go straight into it. Let's go ahead and go inside the private chat. See what we got inside the private chat. Alright. We got the definition of trustee, it's our etymology, and it says trustee, noun, person who is responsible for the property of another, 1640s from trust, verb, and has two E's, E-E. Alright, so we go all the way to the bottom. It says trustee, noun, a person or institution. So it could be a person or institution to whom legal title to property is entrusted to use for another's benefit. Trustee, noun, members of a governing board. So it says members of a governing board. So let's go back into the private chat. I'm gonna pull up another definition. This one is from the legal dictionary. Oh, this is a free dictionary actually. See if we can go over this. And it says, trustee, an individual, or corporation named by an individual who sets aside property to be used for the benefit of another person to manage the property as provided by the terms of the document that created the arrangement. A trustee manages property that is held in trust. A trust is an arrangement in which one person holds the property of another for the benefit of a third party called the beneficiary. The beneficiary is usually the owner of the property or a person designated as the beneficiary by the owner of the property. A trustee may be either an individual or a corporation. So a trustee can either be an individual or a corporation. Trusts are useful for investment purposes, and they offer various tax advantages. Another purpose of trust is to keep the trust property, usually money, out of the hands of the owner. This may be desirable if the beneficiary of the trust is incompetent, immature, or a spendthrift. Trustees have certain obligations to the beneficiary of the trust. State statutes may address the duties of a trustee, but much of the law covering such obligations is often found in a state's case law or court opinions. A trustee is a fiduciary of the trust beneficiary. A fiduciary is legally bound to act within the confines of the law in the best interest of the beneficiary. A trustee is in a special position of confidence in relation to the beneficiary because the trustee has control over property that is essentially owned by the beneficiary. Trustees must fulfill the terms of the trust, which address such matters as when and how the trust property will be given to the beneficiary and the kinds of transactions the trustee may conduct with the trust property. Unless the terms of the trust state otherwise, a trustee may invest trust property but must use reasonable skill and judgment in making the investments. In some states, a trustee is required by statute to make certain investments under certain conditions. But most states let trustees decide on their own whether to invest the trust property. However, a trustee may not invest property if it is prohibited by the terms of the trust. In bankruptcy cases, a court may appoint a trustee to manage the funds of the insolvent party. Trustees who are appointed by bankruptcy courts are paid for their services from public funds. Trustees who manage trust for private parties also are paid for their services, but their compensation comes from the creator of the trust or from the trust funds. Let's go down. Another definition continuing. It says trustee, noun, a person or entity who holds the assets, in parentheses it says corpus, of a trustee for the benefit of the beneficiaries and manages the trust and its assets under the terms of the trust stated in the Declaration of Trust, which created it. In many living trusts, the creator of the trust, trustor, settlor, names himself, herself, or herself, or themselves as the original trustee who will manage the trust until his or her death, when it is taken over by a successor trustee. In some trusts, such as a charitable remainder unit trust, the trustee must be independent and therefore cannot be the creator of the trust. If a trustee has title to property, he or she it holds title only for the benefit of the trust and its beneficiaries. See trust, trustor, settlor. It continues to say trustee, a person appointed to hold trust property and, in the case of an active trust, to administer it for the benefit of the beneficiaries. In the ordinary case, trusteeship will be full in the sense that the trustees will have vested in them the property subject to the trust, together with the powers of management enabling them to discharge their functions. However, under the Public Trustee Act 1906, provision was made for trust corporations to act as a custodian. Trustees holding the legal title to the trust property and being responsible for its safekeeping, but without any powers of management. A judicial trustee is a special trustee appointed by and under the control of the court under the Judicial Trustees Act 1896. The court will not appoint a judicial trustee in the absence of special circumstances warranting it. And an example of a case where such an appointment might be warranted would be where a trustee was also a beneficiary and where there was a conflict of interest between his duties as a trustee and his position as a beneficiary. A trustee may be removed either under an express power conferred in the trust instrument or by the court under the provisions of Section 36 of the Trustee Act 1925, where he has become unfit to act through physical or mental incapacity, or has been abroad for more than 12 months. The office of trustee is a gracious one, with the consequence that in general, to this the office of the trustee is a gracious one, with the consequence that in general, while trustees may be reimbursed for expenses properly incurred, they may not receive remuneration, and remuneration is spelled R-E-M-U-N-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. And remuneration is a payment, money paid for work or a service. So they may not receive remuneration. So trustees can be reimbursed for expenses properly incurred. They may not receive remuneration or payment. To this general rule, there are a number of exceptions, the most important of which is where the trust instrument expressly empowers trustees to charge for their services. Additionally, the court may, if it is considered it in the interest of the trust, authorize charges to be made or to be increased. A trustee is personally liable for any loss to the trust estate caused by or resulted from any breach of trust committed by him, whether that breach was deliberate, i.e. fraudulent, or negligent. However, Section 61 of the Trustee Act 1925 provides that the court may absolve a trustee from such liability if he can demonstrate that he acted honestly and reasonably and that he ought fairly to be excused. All right, so let's look up that word absolved, which is spelled absolve. Absolves, exonerate, forgive, set or declare someone free from blame, guilt, or responsibility. Okay. And that was Section 61 of the Trustee Act 1925. And it continues. We got another part that says, trustee estates. A trustee is one to whom an estate has been conveyed in trust. Number two, the trust estate is not subject to the specialty or judgment debts of the trustee, to the dower of his wife. And dower is spelled D-O-W-E-R. And dower means a widow's share for life of her husband's estate. So let's reread that. Number two, the trust estate is not subject to the specialty or judgment debts of the trustee, to the dower of his wife, or the courtesy of the husband of a female trustee. Number three, With respect to the duties of trustees, it is held in conformity to the old law of uses that pernicy of the profits, and pernicy is spelled P-E-R-N-A-N-C-Y, pernicy. So we're going to see what pernicy is. Pernicy. This word, which is derived from the French prendre, to take, signifies a taking or receiving. Okay. Okay, so taking on receiving. So let's go ahead and reread that part where it uses that word. With respect to the duties of trustees, it is held in conformity to the old law of usage that permanency of the profits, execution of estates, and defense of the land are the three great properties of a trust. So that the court of chancery will compel trustees. Says one, to permit the sesque trust to receive the rents and profits of the land. Two, to execute such conveyance in accordance with the provisions of the trust as the sesque trust shall direct. Three, to defend the title of the land in any court of law or equity. It says cruise dig pit 12 C 4 S 4. Alright. And number four, it has been judiciously remarked by Mr. Justice Story to JURSEC section 1267. That in a great variety of cases, it is not easy to say what the duty of a trustee is, and that therefore it often becomes indispensable for him before he acts to seek the aid and direction of the court of a court of equity. Fond EQB Book 2 C 7 Section 2. And note C, vid, vin, ab, tit, trust, OPQRST, bov, inst, index, HT. All right, let's go back inside the private chat. I was talking about trustees in a deeper sense. So we're going to Thomas A. All right, we're not even at the half hour yet. This is good. This is good. So let's get into it. Trustee, we're on trustee on the Wikipedia. And it says, trustee, or the holding of a trusteeship, is a legal term which, in its broadest sense, is a synonym for anyone in a position of trust. In a position of trust, and so can refer to any individual who holds property. Authority or a position of trust or responsibility to transfer the title of ownership to the person named as the new owner. In a trust instrument called a beneficiary, a trustee can also refer to a person who is allowed to do certain tasks but not able to gain income, although that is untrue. Although in the strictest sense of the term of trustee is the holder of property on behalf of a beneficiary. The more expansive sense encompasses persons who serve, for example, on the board of trustees of an institution that operates for a charity for the benefit of the general public, or a person in the local government. A trust can be set up either to benefit particular persons or for any charitable purposes, but not generally for non-charitable purposes. Typically, examples are a will, trust for the testator's children and family, a pension trust to confer benefits on employees and their families, and a charitable trust. In all cases, the trustee may be a person or a company, whether or not they are a prospective beneficiary, although a party held in trust as an asset by a trustee is always for a beneficiary. And it says, general duties of trustees. Trustees have certain duties, some of which are fiduciary. These include the duty to, 1, carry out the expressed terms of the trust instrument. A trustee is bound to act in accordance with the terms of the trust upon which he or she holds trust property, and commits a breach of trust if he or she departs from the terms of the trust. However, a trustee may act otherwise than in accordance with the terms of the trust if all beneficiaries, being sub juris and together absolutely entitled, direct the trustee to do so or so consent. All right, sub juris. Let's see what sub juris is. And you can spell sub juris as S-U-I space J-U-R-I-S. Sub juris, of age independent. So, yeah, of age or independent. Sub juris. If any question arises as to the constriction of the provisions of the trustee must approach the court for determination of the question. All right, we're at number 2, defend the trust. And these are the duties of the trustee. Number 2, defend the trust. Number 3, prudently invest trust assets. And it got in parentheses, in New South Wales, this is mandated by Trustee Act 1925 NSW. Number 4, be impartial among beneficiaries. The trustee must act impartially between individual beneficiaries as well as between different classes of beneficiaries. Number 5, account for actions and keep beneficiaries informed. These include a duty to inform beneficiaries as to their entitlement under the trust and other matters concerning the trust. Trustees do not have priority right to trust documents. It is a personal right and cannot be assigned. The right to seek disclosure of trust documents is an aspect of the court's inherent jurisdiction to supervise the administration of trust. As trustees as not under a duty to disclose their reasoning in applying a trust power, unless the trust instrument requires otherwise, there is no duty to disclose any documents dealing with the decision-making promise. Protection of confidentiality has been described as one of the most important limitations on the right to disclose a trust document. Memoranda or letter of wishes do not necessarily need to be disclosed to a beneficiary if they are of a number of potential beneficiaries. Number 6, be loyal. Number 7, not delegate. No delegate. So it says no delegate. Let's see what that is. Delegate representative, delegated person sent or authorized to represent others, and in particular, an elected representative sent to a conference. And number 8, not profit, however, may charge fees for service to the trust. So, yeah. So the trustee basically, you know what I'm saying, don't have to get paid any income or anything to do the trust. He could be doing it out of his greatness of his heart, but the trustee can also put out there that I want, you know, certain fees to be met for service, which is understandable. All right, so we are on 6. 9. So number 9, not be in a conflict of interest position. Number 10, administer in the best interest of the beneficiaries. The modern interpretation of fiduciary duty requires the consideration of environmental, social, and governance ESG factors, as these are long-term investment value drivers. When evaluating whether or not an institutional investor has delivered on its fiduciary duties, both the outcomes achieved and the process followed are of critical importance. The terms of an instrument that creates the trust may narrow or expand these duties, but in most instances, they cannot be eliminated completely. Corporate trustees typically trust departments at large banks often have very narrow duties, limited to those the trust indenture explicitly defines. A trustee carries the fiduciary responsibility and liability to use the trust assets according to the provisions of the trust instrument, and often regardless of their own or the beneficiary's wishes. The trustee may find himself liable to claimants, prospective beneficiaries, or third parties if a trustee incurs a liability, for example, in litigation or for taxes, or under the terms of a lease in excess of the trust property they hold, then they may find themselves personally liable for the excess. And excess is E-X-C-E-S-S. And excess is surplus, remainder, an amount of something that is more than necessary, permitted, or desirable. Lack of moderation in an activity, especially eating or drinking. Trustees are generally held to a prudent person standard in regard to meeting their fiduciary responsibilities, though investments, legal, and other professionals can, in some jurisdictions, be held to a higher standard commensurate with their higher expertise. Commensurate is C-O-M-M-E-N-S-U-R-A-T-E, and commensurate, equivalent, appropriate to, corresponding in size or degree in proportion. Trustees can be paid for their time and trouble in performing their duties only if the trust specifically provides for payment. It is common for lawyers to draft will trusts so as to permit such payment. Okay. And yeah, those, in, normally those public lawyers and stuff like that, if they create the trust, then they're in a trustee position, so they're going to make sure they get paid. They're going to draft up a payment in there because they're going to be seen as a trustee of the trust. So let's keep that in mind. And for everybody out there, the disclosure, we never give legal advice, and we never advise or practice law. That's a disclaimer and a notice out there for everybody and everyone. So let's go ahead and go back to where we was at. Trustees can be paid for their time and trouble in performing their duties only if the trust specifically provides for payment. It is common for lawyers to draft will trusts so as to permit such payment and to take office accordingly. This may be an unnecessary expense for small estates. In an exception to the duties outlined above, sabbatical officers of students' union who are also trustees of these organizations, they work for do have the right to a salary and hence profit from their being a trustee. This is an exception explicitly granted in the 1993 Act. Alright, so, and those two words that they utilized in there was sabbatical officers, which is S-A-B-B-A-T-I-C-A-L, and they also have of students union, you know, students, S-T-U-D-E-N-T-S, unions, U-N-I-O-N-X. So, yeah. That was about the Wikipedia right there. And I know we're past the time, just about 7 minutes over to half an hour. So, we will definitely take a break. And then we can come right back after this. So, peace to the gods.
Yep. If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. Never sweet out. My shooters come for free, so if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem when no problem with me.
Money. And a mind full of ideas. Some of the shit may sound weird. Inside all the passion. This is my passion. School of hard knocks. I took night classes.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
I lay down toes up, hold up, get too choked up when I think of old stuff. Move on, put my goons on, they kidnap newborns. In the streets, my face a coupon, her pussy too warm. All these bitches coming through home, just bought a new charm. Fuck a watch, I buy your new arm, you lukewarm. I'm Uncle Luke with the hoes, pretty bitches centerfold. Sipping tools around my crib, in they rolls, just they rolls. Half a million in the safe, another in the pillowcase. Codeine got me moving slower than a caterpillar, eh? What wrong with you, what you was thinking, what you thought it was? I just pop out Percocets and only caught a buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting on the lobby. No life, baby.
You don't want no problem, want no problem with me.
A whole life made a transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling. The night had been an ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In a chest, a face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years, in her name, though the place was his, they trying to take everything except the kids, for years she been through scuffling fights, while he trying to hustle that white, up all night, wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. Got the verdict from the bailiff, emotional outburst, tears and smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pin.
Peace to the gods, peace to the gods. We're back from the break. And for those who just came inside the private chat and everything, and even inside the public chat, and also on the call lines, today we're talking about Trust D on Knowledgeable Sundays. And yeah, We're just gonna hurry up and finish this. I don't like to say hurry up too much, but you know, for time's sake, we're on the clock. Just gonna get this done in a timely manner. So we're still on the page of Wikipedia of trustees, and we're gonna open the tab that says other uses. The broadest sense of the term trustee applies to someone held to a fiduciary duty similar in some respects to that of a trustee proper. For example, the directors of a bank may be trustees for the depositors. Directors of a corporation are trustees for the stockholders. And a guardian is trustee of his ward's property. Many corporations call their governing body a board of trustees, though in those cases they act as a board of directors. And it says local government in the United States, depending on the state, a trustee is a member of the village board of trustees, which is a village's elected legislative body as outlined by local or state law. It can be composed of the mayor and a set number of trustees and usually manages village property, finances, safety, health, comfort, and general welfare and leadership of the town, acting as a board of police or fire commissioners, or a moderate income housing board, for example. Village board of trustees is comparable to, but distinguished from city council or town council. Small villages have a trustee instead of a mayor, who is elected to manage village business in a similar function. In some states, a civil township may be administered by a trustee or a group of trustees. See Indiana Township Trustee for an example. All right, and we click Indiana Township Trustee. A township trustee is an elected official in the local government of the United States of Indiana. A township trustee administers a township, which in Indiana is the primary political subdivision of a county, and in common with most other states, official serves a term of 4 years. All right, and that was the end of the Wikipedia one. We'll just go ahead and jump in to this other trustee duties and liabilities on Justia. And we pulled it up from the private chat. It says, let me get the tune back. Yeah, it says trustee duties and liabilities. The trustee manages the trust assets as significant responsibility. The trustee is either appointed by the settlor or the court if the settlor failed to appoint someone, or if the appointed trustees fail. The trustee must voluntarily accept his or her position. Once accepted, the trustee cannot resign without the consent of all of the beneficiaries or the court. A trust will not fail for want of a trustee. Since the trustee holds a legal title to the trust property, he or she owes fiduciary duties to the beneficiaries who hold equitable title. The trustee must distribute the property in accordance with the settlor's instructions and desires. His or her three primary jobs include investment, administration, and distribution. A trustee is personally liable for a breach of his or her fiduciary duties. The trustee's fiduciary duties include a duty of loyalty, a duty of prudence, and subsidiary duties. The duty of loyalty requires that the trustee administer the trust solely in the interest of the beneficiaries. The duty of prudence requires that the trustee is held to an objective standard of care in managing the trust property. Subsidiary rules include the duty of impartially no favoritism between classes of beneficiaries, the duty not to commingle trust property and the trustee's personal property, and the duty to inform and account to beneficiaries. The trustee will always have duties or the trust will become passive and legal title will pass to the beneficiaries. It says get written consent. While it will not guarantee protection from liability, a trustee can acquire the beneficiary's written consent before they act. Evidence of their agreement will help prove that an action was taken in good faith, even if there were negative consequences for the trust. Under common law, the trustee had an affirmative duty not to delegate acts he or she could reasonably be required to personally perform. A trustee could, however, employ agents and attorneys where reasonable under the circumstances. The UTC commentary states that a trustee may delegate duties and powers that a prudent trustee of comparable skills could properly delegate under the circumstances. Additionally, the UTC holds the trustee to a standard of reasonable care, skill, and caution when selecting agent. If there are multiple trustees, they carry a dual accountability for their own actions, inactions, and decisions, as well as those of their co-trustees. So they have a dual accountability. It's not a separate accountability if you're a trustee with somebody else. So if they do something wrong as a trustee, I feel like you, well, it's basically saying dual, which is two. Two of you guys are accountable and seen as one. That's what, because if they were going to say separately, they would have said separately or independently. But they're saying they carry a dual accountability for their own actions, inactions, and decisions as well as those of their co-trustees. At common law, when there were multiple trustees, each had an obligation to participate in trust administration unless otherwise specified. When one trustee breached his or her fiduciary duty, the other trustees were required to compel him or her to redress it. Under the UTC, co-trustees are required to exercise reasonable care to participate in the performance of the trustees' functions unless they are effectively assigned to another co-trustee and act by majority decision. The UTC allows a dissenting trustee or dissenting trustee to absolve him or herself from liability by documenting such dissent, which is D-I-S-S-E-N-T. D-I-S-S-E-N-T means to differ, the expression or holding of opinions at variance with those previous commonly or officially held. But a dissenting co-trustee must prevent any serious breach of trust and must compel a co-trustee to address a serious breach of trust. Beneficiaries can recover. So, all right, let me move forward from there. But yeah, so if you're a trustee with somebody else who is, you know, in breach of trust, you must differ. You know, you have to put a differ, like, we're not together. They're doing what they're doing on their own behalf. And you have to send them notices, too, and warnings. You know, it's like almost like separating yourself from them so they're not going to think you're in acquiescence and acting with the party that is inside of the breach of the trust, which is the other co-trustee. So, yeah, you're just warning them. And you're showing evidence, of course, you're going to keep proof and all of this. So you can, when it comes down to it, they don't treat you guys as dual. And, you know, you can get absolution and you can be exonerated. But they won't, because they continue to be in willful negligence. But anyway, continue. Beneficiaries can recover improperly distributed trust assets if they are traceable back to the trust. Beneficiaries' claims against the trustee are of no higher priority than claims of other trustee creditors. Beneficiaries, however, and not creditors, are the only parties who can reach the trust property. If a trustee wrongfully disposes of the trust property, the beneficiaries can recover the property unless it has come into the hands of a bona fide purchaser for value. If the trustee disposes of trust property and acquires other property with the proceeds of the sale, the beneficiaries can enforce the trust on the newly acquired property. Anyone accepting the position of trustee must be aware of its significant responsibilities. Professionals are available, however, to help facilitate these duties and avoid trustee liability. So, there you have it. That was a beautiful show, very informative. So, and again, for those who just stepped in, you can also listen into the archive. We appreciate everybody listening in the private chat, public chat, also inside of the phone lines. All the call lines. Really appreciate you guys. And we talked about Trustee today on Knowledgeable Sundays. It'll definitely be in the archive. Just give it a few moments to load up and you guys can re-listen to it, study it, and all you always can go deeper into it. And that's it. I'll see you guys tomorrow on Historical Mondays, where we talk about historical events, historical, anything historical, everything historical, you know, so you never know what's going to come on that show. Very excited about this new show, that new series that we got going on For the Love of Commerce. So, I'll see you tomorrow. Peace to the gods.